Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in Ireland in the last couple of years. Initially, Ireland, in about 2000, 2003, there was like a big boom and there was a lot of money, a lot of people investing in Ireland. And with investment becomes jobs, and with jobs people get more money, and they decided they wanted to buy houses, big houses, or have nice cars, or have big families, take nice holidays. So there's a lot of employment in Ireland. There's a lot of people building new houses to accommodate the huge demand. A lot of contractors, a lot of builders took out huge loans, and basically they took those loans depending on the fact that the houses would sell. So based on all this, there was a huge, what's called a property bubble and the Celtic Tiger, and the whole of Ireland became very rich and prospered very well from these investors. A couple of years later, too many houses were just built and recently, and the builders couldn't afford to pay back these huge loans. The government was forced to bail them out, and people were left with massive mortgages, huge loans on their houses that they couldn't afford to pay because they were too expensive. At the moment, a lot of those builders are left bankrupt, and the government has had to bail them out. And also, there's a lot of houses that haven't been filled, and there's what's called ghost housing estates. Lots of houses in Ireland that are finished and ready to be lived in, but nobody can afford to live there because they have taken up too much money or can't afford their loans. With comes this, immigration is a subsequent problem. A lot of people can't find jobs, employment has dropped, a lot of places have closed down. People don't have the money they used to have. Shops, restaurants, small businesses have closed, leaving people with less jobs. Factories have closed, and a lot of investors have left Ireland and gone to find cheaper places for cheaper labour. As a result of this, a lot of people have emigrated to Australia, America, New Zealand, France, all over the world.
On that point, I'd like to say that a lot of the money that was invested in education over the last number of years and continuing today, money being invested in education is necessarily it's been wasted, as a lot of the educated people in the country are leaving for either America if they have a visa, or Australia or New Zealand, and all our skilled workforce are in fact leaving the country in their thousands every week. And in that sense, it's difficult to see Ireland recovering to the level that we once were at 10 years ago, perhaps, to the level of economic activity and prosperity that we were at 10 years ago. It's difficult to see such a recovery.
The financial crisis is a Euro-wide problem, and indeed a worldwide problem. When banks cannot pay back the money that they've given out, the question is asked, should the government intervene and guarantee these bank debts? In Ireland, we guaranteed the bank debts. This is the origin of the crisis in Ireland. The fact that before this crisis, Ireland had a debt-to-GDP ratio, which means the debt of the country versus the amount of money in the country, at 60%. That has now tripled since we've guaranteed these bank debts. The bank debts were debts from investors investing in Ireland who most of the time weren't Irish. So the question has to be asked, should the Irish taxpayer, people like our parents paying back loans of investors for in a property bubble, should the taxpayer have to pay this back? I can't answer that question, but I don't think the euro should be abolished, but it has to be called into question whether the financial system that's operating across Europe is favourable for governments when the regulation isn't being imposed on a national level, whether the penalties that are incurred by a nation should be incurred on a European level or on a national level.